The mother of a Bedford County Elementary School student, a cattle farm owner, and a farm equipment supplier, Joy Powers filed a lawsuit last week in Bedford County Circuit Court, claiming the county school board violated state law by not advertising in a newspaper of general circulation, a public hearing a full 7 days ahead of the meeting where they voted to shut down 100-year-old Stewartsville Elementary School. For example, Goodview Elementary School says Powers would become overcrowded in the next school year if Stewartsville is shut down this summer.
If you add another 200 students, which is what they're looking at doing next year, that's just one of the many problems that would start to surface. The entire process was just extremely rushed. This lawsuit is strictly procedural. They did not give the public adequate notice.
Power says the county school system even spent $2 million at Stewartsville Elementary School over the past 2 years, updating the HVAC system, for example.
Stewartsville Elementary actually has the second highest number of students in that entire zone. You're already over 90% capacity at Moneta and Huddleston. There's also the forethought that you're shutting down a school and leaving an entire division with no plans for growth in the future, while simultaneously this side of the county is writing building permits left and right.
The lawsuit by Power cites what she calls the school board's own response to a Freedom of Information Act request, which confirmed that no records of any required newspaper notice existed. Gene Morano, WFIR News.